Herzlich willkommen, Sia Namgela, and welcome to the Bundesliga Connection with Chris Harrington on the SL Podcast in partnership with DW Berlin.
It's time for the latest from Germany's domestic football league, the Bundesliga, and more. For that, we are joined by Chris Harrington from our partner station, Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Chris, while the Bundesliga continued showing support for Ukraine this past match day, Bayern's chief talked about how difficult it is to focus on football right now.
And that's completely understandable. You know, there's conflict right in the backyard of Germany, you know, right now. And as we know, the Bundesliga is a very, you know, inclusive league. You know, there are Ukrainians in the league as well. So it's just understandable that it's hard, you know, to focus on the 90 minutes at hand. What's not understandable is the own goal Thomas Müller netted for Bayern Munich, trying to clear the ball that was going directly to their goalkeeper, Sven Ulreich. You know, it looked like a rookie mistake, not the seasoned midfielder we know Thomas Müller to be. You know, after the match, head coach Julian Nagelsmann said Müller isn't happy. He's not super depressed either. He'll bounce back, of course. What else will a coach say in that circumstance? But Bayern, you know, looked to be in a good position. Niklas Süle, you know, on the way out, as all reports indicate, he got Bayern up front in the lead, and then Leverkusen were gifted in an assist, basically. Thomas Müller is known for assists, but not the kind of assist, you know, he contributed to Karim Demirbay's free kick. Really left me scratching my head. I didn't really know what to take from it. You know, and to make things worse, Leverkusen had opportunities to actually increase their lead and walk away with all 3 points. Bayern Munich were Bayern Munich. They dominated the second half, but their clearest chance was a wide result by Robert Lewandowski. Yeah, FC Bayern right now, you know, they're experimenting with the back three system Nagelsmann has introduced. And far too often what we see Bayern do is they press extremely high and early in the match, and what causes the result is that they're exposed, you know, on the defensive end. They've conceded 27 goals. That's not really a typical Bayern allowance of goals, and that's where they're at so far this season. And I think they'll continue to struggle a bit here and there until we see Manuel Neuer back between the posts, and just a bit of an injection of speed through Alphonso Davies as well. But Bayern, even though they take a lump, they still have a healthy cushion at the top of the table.
There was no Dortmund-Mainz match due to several COVID infections, Chris, and other top teams shared the spoils as well.
Yeah, number 5 and number 6, RB Leipzig and Freiburg, respectively, two sides that actually reached the final four in the German Cup. They faced off. Maybe a preview of what's to come if they end up in each other's way in that competition. But Freiburg and Leipzig, they drew the first time they met this season as well. So I expected it to be a well-fought affair. Yeah, RB Leipzig, they dominated possession. They were fighting a deficit, down a goal most of the match. Angelino saved the Bulls a point in the 89th minute. You know, Freiburg is a team with a solid defense. They're known for that. I talked about Bayern Munich's 27 goals. Well, that's the same amount Freiburg have conceded. And that just goes to show how tough it is to score on that opponent. Now, as far as Dortmund not playing, right now they're 9 points behind Bayern. If they had won against Mainz, that's 6 points. And maybe with 9 matches left, there will be a title run perhaps. But Dortmund haven't shown anything this season that suggests they're even interested in a title run. In fact, their captain has explicitly said no comments on title questions. So that leaves me with a question. What are Dortmund's focus right now? You know, personally, I think it is trying to get the best deal for Erling Haaland, you know, who remains to be seen in a Dortmund uniform. So, you know, having said that, the top teams, all of them, in fact, shared the spoils this past match day.
Bayern's Robert Lewandowski has been linked to a Premier League side. Tell us more about that, Chris.
Well, yeah, this is due to Bayern's interest in Erling Haaland, you know, Bayern CEO. You know, confirm reports, of course, he meets with all agents representing the top talent, you know, that are potentially leaving. You know, so Lewandowski's camp, you know, they're looking for suitors. Reports had come out that Lewandowski wanted to get a deal done with Real Madrid, but we all know Real Madrid are chasing Mbappe and Haaland, so that deal, really unlikely. That leaves the Premier League. Manchester United, You know, that makes sense. Ronaldo obviously is not working out there. Ralf Rangnick is a fan of Lewandowski. You know, and he could instruct the Red Devils to go after him because the deal is not done with Lewandowski and Bayern Munich right now. That's just a big issue. And not only Manchester United, but other clubs, of course, could be interested in his services. Arsenal, Aston Villa, Newcastle United as well. You have to look at the numbers. They just don't lie. 28 goals in 24 league matches. And he also has 9 goals in the Champions League. You know, I think the only thing that can work in Lewandowski's favor is if the Haaland deal gets done, because who else could replace Lewandowski in his goal production right now? But Erling Haaland, in my opinion. He's familiar with the Bundesliga and all of this and all of that. So having said that, I think if that deal does get done, Bayern lose a lot of leverage, and maybe they'll have to violate their own personal clause when it comes to dealing with players over 30 years old, because I do think that has held up the deal getting done with Lewandowski. You know, but hey, he's firing on all cylinders right now. I think the world would agree. He's impressive, and he's in impeccable condition. I think he'll be healthy for a few years. Any club would be lucky to sign a Lewandowski.
Thank you very much for the Bundesliga update, Mr. Chris Harrington from apartment station Deutsche Welle in Berlin, Germany. Have a fantastic day further.
Danke und auf Wiedersehen.
The Bundesliga Connection is a team effort driven by the following incredible individuals. The show is hosted by Aidan Hewitt and Chris Harrington. It is produced by Chris Harrington. It is edited by Aidan Hewitt and Uli Presch, and graphics are provided by David Scullard.